I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, create and connect. I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging and recognise the deep and sacred ongoing connection First Nations people have to this land, its waters and their rich traditions of storytelling, art and culture. Always was, always will be. Welcome to The Art of Connection, a space created to explore true connection with the arts and conscious creators in our community. Thank you for choosing to be here with me. I'm Yana, an entrepreneur, creative, mother, and the founder of my own heart-led business, Oaken Haven. The Art of Connection explores how heart-led work will guide us to satiating soulful fulfillment and welcomes us home to ourselves over and over again. Like a rising and falling tide, we explore how we're nurtured by the rhythm and flow of true connection. I'm looking forward to slowly exploring the vast tapestry of connection this life brings to us, alongside insightful guests who are recognising the same in their very own meaningful work. While you're here, let's take a moment to slow down, breathe a little bit deeper, and embrace the beauty of these golden moments, because it's in these moments that we are guided to our visions. So let's trust that magnetic pull that always leads the way. Thank you for being here. It's truly a pleasure to have you. Make yourself at home and let's begin. Welcome back to The Art of Connection. I'm your host, Yana, and I would just like to make it known that I'm recording this episode lying in my bed with my daughter snoozing next to me. So if that is not symbolic of this episode, then I don't know what is. But let me explain to you or introduce today's topic. Of this episode. It's about creativity in early motherhood and the big birth of art and ideas in that newborn season of life and motherhood. I know this was true for me when I first became a mum, and just this overwhelming flood of ideas and new life in different forms, a baby, yes, but also in other ways too. And since talking to other people and other mums, I've noticed it to be true for them also. Really just a lot of people, I think, shifting from one identity to another, or their identity stretching, you know, through the postpartum period and welcoming in new ideas and creative energy and that life force energy. It's really fertile ground for newness and a freshness that perhaps might come very unexpectedly and can be quite, not jarring, maybe jarring, but I think unexpectedly would be the way to describe it. So yes, today's theme is about creativity in early motherhood. I wanted to explore the powerful, almost mystical surge of creativity that so many new mothers experience. There's something about that rawness of early motherhood, I think. There's a softness, a big surrender, and a stripping away of what we were or who we were that cracks us open and makes space for something new, this new energy. Maybe it's a business idea or a deep urge to start painting or writing or creating. There's definitely a newfound way of seeing the world, I think. And this, if we view it as an invitation to honour and harness our energy, I think guides us home to ourselves even more. In this topic or in this episode, I'm going to be touching on why creativity, I think, awakens in early motherhood and how to nurture it and sustain it, even during and, you know, despite exhaustion and change, and why this time is not just about a loss of self, but also a self-discovery. I think it's a really potent time of transformation. And if you're a mum, then you probably know this also, or have felt this. This might feel true for you as well. So I'd love to know your thoughts on it. Please feel free to send me a message or let me know what you think once you've, you know, heard this episode, or if this feels true for you. Because like I've mentioned in other episodes, it's definitely, I'm not wanting this to be a one-way street. I'd love to build a beautiful community where we, you know, share messages and dialogue about certain things we're discussing, because this podcast is not just for me. I'm not just creating this to listen to myself. It's really an invitation to you to, you know, step in and be part of this beautiful community that we're building as well. And, having, you know, enjoying this, conversation. So yeah, I guess to begin with, the unexpected creativity or creative awakening that happens in motherhood, I think, you know, no one really tells you this, but motherhood definitely is fertile ground for creativity. And something about birthing and raising a child really cracks you open in ways you probably would never expect. I know this was true for me, meeting myself in a deeper way and more true way for me. I think for me, I started noticing beauty in a very different way. Experiencing beauty differently, experiencing time differently. It's often fractured or stretched in ways that we haven't felt before, often quite surreal too. Like 2 o'clock in the afternoon just feels weird. And, just kind of time loses all meaning, a bit like how you're in an airport. There's just this weird liminal, I don't know, essence to time that feels, can feel quite unfamiliar and quite foreign. And I felt like it was the world had shifted a little bit into a softer focus. And, you know, suddenly these ideas started pouring in. And I didn't know quite what to do with them. It was like they started pouring in really quickly, and almost like if my head was a bucket, the bucket was overflowing and I couldn't quite catch them fast enough, these ideas that wanted to come in. And I just wanted to acknowledge too that, you know, some people expect motherhood to be a time of losing creativity, because, you know, you think about the time that you have is taken up by caring for a new baby and important work in raising and being present with a new being. And for many, it's actually a time of awakening, because a lot of the stuff that you were used to, the buffers are stripped back, and it's a time where new ideas arrive. I think they're very urgent and very alive. And, for me, I found that this was in my postpartum stage. It was making jewelry and polymer clay. I think I had started before I had Daisy, but then once she was born, I probably really craved that time that I could connect to myself and really dive into myself a little bit more. So that's where entrepreneurship for me really started. I've really realized that the way that I made earrings and, you know, the patterns and styles that I was, you know, doing could really offer me this sense of financial agency and perhaps like a, you know, a part-time income in comparison to, you know, working full-time as a teacher with almost no creativity, because I wasn't an art teacher. I was working as a English and psychology teacher mainly. So especially for the senior years, which often requires a lot of, you know, meticulous planning and preparation, exams, SACs, meetings, all of that kind of thing. And I felt like that element that I really value in my life, which is creativity and freedom, I wasn't able to really give myself the time or space to really dive into that. So I think new motherhood was the perfect way for me to dive in. And I used to really look forward to Tacy Snaps, because I really had to fight myself about it. But, you know, just learning to leave the dishes in the sink and learning to leave the washing and the crumbs on the floor and really honoring that time, you know, it was only an hour or so, you know, of nap time. I think maybe an hour or two, I can't quite remember. Depends really. Are they teething? Are they sick? And yeah, just honoring that time and really using it to connect with myself and say, okay, I know that there are other things here that are important, but this is more important, and this is learning to honor myself in a way that I can't in any other capacity. So I would often make a cup of tea, get a sandwich or whatever, and sit down and just really dive into that, listen to a podcast or music. And I just had a desk at the time that I would make my earrings on, and it was just such a fun hobby for me because it was small, it was tactile, it was colourful, and it was something that I could do just for myself and leave it there and come back to it when I was ready. I think motherhood ignites creativity because you have literally just created life. And I think energetically you have, you know, this power of creation that spills over into other areas of your life. So art or writing or business or expression in some form. Perhaps even I know some of my friends have experienced this, but with like fitness and wellness and health, like really honoring their body in this way. And yeah, I think it definitely moves into other ways. You know, there's other channels that this creative life force energy decides to flow into your life. Because also your identity is shifting, you know, a lot of yourself is being stripped away. I had a really big kind of ego death when I decided to not go back to teaching. I really struggled for a little while not introducing myself as I'm a teacher, but I also make ceramics. I'm a teacher, but I'm just on mat leave at the moment. Like, I think my ego really loved the idea of having a noble profession that people knew what it was and roughly, you know, how much money I was making and that it was stable and that it was secure and that I liked it and, you know, all of these things. And I found that was probably one of the biggest challenges for me, stepping away from teaching and into entrepreneurship. I found really difficult to let go of that identity. And once I did, I found myself in a clearer way and really stepped into my identity as who I am now, you know, as an entrepreneur and a business owner and things like that, you know, basically with two feet rather than one in, one out. But I really did struggle for a little while. And it was definitely like a practice, like it was a running joke that I, you know, had to really focus on how I introduced myself to people when I met new people, because I would always say, I'm a teacher, but blah, blah, blah. And now some people don't even know that I was a teacher. So that's winning. That's a bit of growth there. I think with this identity shift, we're learning that so much of us is being stripped away. And especially if we were really competent in our job, it's hard to go from something that we are fresh at and new, and there's no manual and you have to be good at it. And, you know, your baby's health and well-being depends on it. And going from something new and different is really difficult, especially if you're like me and you're a high achiever and, you know, you used to doing things well and have really high standards for yourself, to then be thrust into this new world of parenthood and there's literally no manual. Like, you just have to figure it out on the fly. Oh my gosh, it can be so hard. But I think in this, there's also the opportunity to really rebuild and discover yourself, you know, rediscover yourself and who you are. And this creativity is the perfect portal, I think, to figure that out or use as a guide, you know, use as a map of your inner world and who you are and what you love and what's important to you. I think too, when we become parents, we see the world differently. I think there's, you know, such magic or golden moments. In those moments, there's, you know, the slowness when you're feeding babies and rocking them and tending to a baby really forces us into presence. And in that presence, I think inspiration has space to arrive because there's a void there where we are open and receptive. There's also an urgency, I think, the realization that time is precious and somewhat fractured throughout the day. And I think this can push many women to finally pursue the creative ideas that they've been sitting on for years, because You know, I think about how many women start businesses in the early days of motherhood and how many people begin painting and writing and crafting and making. And I don't think it's an accident. I think this is a time of immense transformation, and transformation is where art is born and communicated and expressed. I just think it's such golden, fertile soil for this. So how to harness energy, this energy, even in the chaos of motherhood and, you know, sleep deprivation. Depending on where you are in your postpartum journey, I think sometimes it's easier said than others, but I think capturing ideas where they come, you know, and as they come, you might not have time to act on every creative impulse, you know, as it comes, but writing it down. I've even voice noted myself before about ideas, sketching them, I think, in the margins of your day, however that may be, will keep them alive and help you acknowledge that they're there, but, you know, kind of parking them for when you're ready to come back to them, and lowering the pressure on yourself. You know, your art and your work and your business does not have to look like the way it did before. And these small incremental steps are still progress. Finding creative rituals is really important. I think, you know, even if it's 10 minutes of journaling during nap time, it's, you know, it doesn't have to be the whole hour or whatever. Voice recording your ideas while you're out on a walk. I've done this many a time. Or setting up a, you know, a small creative corner where you can just retreat to for even a few minutes or half an hour at a time. Maybe your computer is always plugged in and charged there. Perhaps you have a candle that you burn when you're writing or, you know, expressing something of some form. Perhaps it's a certain incense or oil that you burn, you know, when you tend to this part of yourself. I think that really helps to anchor us into that ritual. And embracing seasonality, you know, some seasons for planting, some are for harvesting. If now is a season of dreaming, then let that be enough. You know, you don't have to pull it out from the ether and down into the physical realm just yet. You know, you can trust that your time will come for that. You don't have to create like you did before, you know, hours on end. And you don't have to wait for long, uninterrupted time. Your creativity can exist in these tiny moments, you know, written ideas in the on the shower, in the steam, the small but sacred windows of time you can carve out for yourself. So I wanted to read you a letter to mother entrepreneurs and artists that I hope brings some comfort. It's just very casual, just something I just quickly wrote down, but I just really wanted to honour this energy that might be coming to you and might be fruitful or feeling like it's an idea or some kind of change in a creative capacity. Knowing that creativity is not always art. It is not always painting. You know, it's not always, you know, redesigning something. It could just be the way that a particular business idea has come to you or a way of seeing the world, or it could be, you know, the change that you wish you had or the resource that you wish you had and now you want to make it. You know, I've seen so many incredible businesses be born from this beautiful, beautiful stage. It's that paradox, isn't it, of being right in the depths of it, but also being able to reach further into the ether to pull these ideas down is how I kind of imagine it, this paradox of like your feet being in the earth and firmly grounded and tethered to where you are, but also, yeah, having this space to, pardon me, reach and pull these ideas down. In the tarot, it's the magician, you know, like alchemizing these ideas into the physical world. And I think, yeah, this stage is so important. And if you're in it, then honor it, you know, however that may be. It might be post-it notes everywhere. It might be a journal you keep in your handbag or your nappy bag. It might be giving yourself 10 minutes to just completely write without any pressure. It might be, you know, researching how to create a product or how to, you know, make more space for something, you know, in your home. Can you give yourself some free rein on Facebook Marketplace and find a desk that feels, you know, nourishing and safe and like an anchor for you to do your writing, or can it be, you know, can you find a microphone on Marketplace and use that to start recording something that's important to you, or picking up music again, instruments again that perhaps you didn't have time for before when you were working all the time, but now you do. I think all of these things are valid and important. I think they make life so much richer. And if it feels foreign and big and unfamiliar to you, then I think it's okay for it to feel unsafe and unfamiliar, and to also embrace it as well. So this is a letter to the mother, entrepreneur and artist. To the mother with a newborn in one arm and a dream in the other. To the artist who suddenly feels a rush of ideas at 3 a.m. The woman who thought she might lose herself in motherhood, completely unrecognizable in the mirror, only to find herself creating like never before. I see you. No, you're not imagining it. This energy and this pull, this flood of inspiration, it's real and it's yours and it's worthy of being followed. Motherhood has changed you, yes, and in that change, something new is also being born. Maybe it's a business, maybe it's a book, maybe it's a deep desire to make things with your hands again. That tactile nature and familiarity. Whatever it is, it matters. And I know you're tired. I know you're giving so much. But let me remind you, your creativity is not selfish. It's the same life force that nourishes you. Your art, your ideas, your dreams are not separate from your mothering. They are completely part of it. Because when you create, you show your little ones that your passion matters, that your self-expression matters, that who you are outside of your roles is worth honoring with reverence. Don't dismiss the ideas that come to you in the quiet, cool hours of the night. Please welcome the dreams whispering to you between the feedings and the bedtime stories and the nappy changes. Write them down and speak them aloud. Share them with your partner. Share them with your journal. Give them room to breathe and grow. They're not distractions from motherhood. They're actually part of the transformation. And in time, you'll see it's not just a season of giving yourself to others. It's also a season of coming home to yourself. With love from me. So if you're in this season of ripe, messy, beautiful creativity, I would love to hear about it. Genuinely, hand on heart, I would love to hear about it. What is calling to you? What ideas have you been seeing show up repeatedly or feel showing up? You're welcome to DM me or share your story. I would love to hold space for that and encourage you. I've had lots of beautiful women come in, you know, postpartum into the store, breastfeeding their babies on the couch, or, you know, rocking the prams as they come in, trying to get babies to sleep or keep them asleep, and sharing new ideas with me. And I feel really honored that people love to share these ideas with me. And I'm always like, yes, go for it. I would love to encourage you to take a small step towards honoring your creativity today. Perhaps if your little one's sleeping, you can pour yourself a tea, find a scrappy journal, or go get a new one. And really just even just closing your eyes for 10 minutes and popping your face in the sun, you know, lying down with the meditation track in the background and just letting whatever wants to come up to the surface bubble up and come to you. And I want to also say thank you for being here with me today, and that you're not alone in this journey of motherhood and creativity. It can feel very overwhelming and big. And I want to say thank you, yeah, for spending your time here with me and your presence. And I hope that this has given you some encouragement and support in bringing your ideas to life. And just like in the way that we're not alone when we're birthing, there are other, you know, people in the world, women in the world birthing at the same time as us, which I found really reassuring when I was in labor. And I like to think too that, you know, in the night, not so much anymore, but in the early days of parenthood when I was up early and in the cool night, and, you know, it can feel quite isolating, you know, feeding your baby and changing them, getting them back to sleep, and just that real heaviness of it all can feel quite grueling. And I think I found a lot of comfort in thinking that, you know, about all the other people and parents and mothers that were up at the same time as me doing exactly what I was doing. So there's some solidarity in that. And there's solidarity here for you too. There are other mothers who are feeling all the feelings that you're feeling, and especially experiencing that, you know, that big wave of creativity, and learning to channel that in the ways that, you know, brings ideas and new things to fruition. So if that is you, well done. Feel it and bring it forward when you feel ready. And I hope that however you honor yourself and your creativity today is nourishing for you. And if you feel up to it, you're more than welcome to let me know what that is for you. And if you feel like a friend of yours, another fellow mum, or somebody in your inner circle would benefit from hearing this episode, then please send this to them too as a little permission slip to bring that idea to life. Thank you for being here, and until next time, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for being here, for taking a moment to connect with me. I hope today's conversation has brought a sense of peace or insight, reminding you of the quiet connections that weave through your life. If this episode hit any point at all with you, I would love for you to firstly just share it with a friend or somebody that you think would really value the topic that was discussed today. And if it aligns with your values, for you to share it on your socials as well, that would be super helpful for me. You can join me again next week as we continue to explore the art of connection. Until then, may you walk gently through your days, staying open and grounded, and always connected to that golden magnetic pull of life. I'll see you soon.